Yeah, Goobers.
Now, if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, then you say the boy. Well, now, what's the word that you'd use to mean that the boy's appearance is like his father's? You say, oh, that boy sure not quite his father. Well, would you say the boy favors his father, or he resembles his father, or he looks like his father?
I'd probably say he favors his father. Or like his father, one of the other.
So if he's similar in appearance to his father, you might say he favors his father. Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you'd say that the boy, what, his father's? Okay, if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you might say he favors his father. Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you might say the boy what do you call a woman who helps a childbirth? If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know what they call him.
Well, now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
A little country guy, yeah.
A country guy? Okay. Well, then, if a city person comes to the country, would they call him a city slicker or a dude?
Call him a town guy.
What do you call people whose skin is white?
We call them black people.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is black? Now, if a nigger got mad with a white person, what might you call him behind his back? Well, now, if a white man got mad with a nigger, what might you call him? If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say, the man got awfully
mad.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
sorry.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child... If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick. Feel sick where? Would you say that again? Well, did you say in his stomach or...
Yeah.